What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. I think we got a lot to talk about. Got an amazing co-host right next to me. How you feeling, brother? Mind
Feeling
Reese.
Good, man. Feeling good. Money in the Bank surprised me.
It surprised me. I feel like we got a lot of surprises. That's what we're going to get into. But
yeah, for sure.
I think overall, I was pretty happy with the turnout that we got. Would you say so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I know we was a little, like, iffy. I think both of us was a little iffy going into it, especially since, like, the last time we recorded, it was only four matches, but they did add a fifth. But, yeah, based off of what we got, based off of how I felt going in, yeah, I was satisfied.
Shout out to everybody who came through and watched me live react to everything on Twitch, too. Y'all amazing, man. I thought I had a nice little turnout. It was fun.
I didn't even know you were streaming.
Oh, yeah, I was on Twitch with it. I was live reacting to everything.
I'm going to tell you why I didn't know you. See, I went back and watched your reaction, I think earlier today. But I didn't know you were streaming because I had got a notification on my phone that you had went live on Twitch, but it said Marvel Rivals.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I didn't know that you stayed live to watch Money in the Bank.
When it switched to Money in the Bank, I switched the name. Yeah, I started 2 hours earlier than the pay-per-view, so that's probably why. So, yeah, I had a nice little, like, almost six-hour stream, so it was fun. But
shout-out to the people that showed up for the stream.
Yeah, shout-out to everybody who came through, man. All y'all are goats. The crowd, a lot of people was talking about the crowd, that it looked a little light. It seemed light at times. It did seem a little light. I did look it up. They said they had about 16,000 there. Intuit Dome fits about 18,000. So there was about a 2,000 difference. 2,000 people didn't buy tickets. So
it was a little empty at first, but I think a lot of people were like, you know, LA traffic, and there was some protesting going on. But like as the show went on, the seats started filling up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say it was an $18,000. I feel like 18K. is a decent amount, but it seems like for a major PLE, they usually have bigger venues.
Yeah, like usually for Money in the Bank, they do stadiums, but I guess like since it was LA, I don't know. I don't think you need SoFi Stadium for Money in the Bank. That's a little bit much.
Yeah.
So I guess they decided the Intuit Dome is new.
It is.
It's a nice arena. So they decided to go there, which makes sense.
Yeah, they had the lights on the seats and stuff. That's something that you see during NBA games. I wonder how does the wall look. I wonder is the wall still there during like other events. I couldn't tell.
What you mean?
You know the wall that they have for the Clippers games, that the big wall that's behind the baskets. I didn't know if they keep it there or is that something that they adjust and move seats, because they can move seats around and move. Right. And adjust the arena. I didn't know if it was still there or not.
I didn't even pay attention to that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The lights in the seats were throwing me off because I was like,
it looks like people there, but they not.
It looked like people. Yeah, they not.
Yeah. Some of those lights are literally just like, I think it's there for the camera to perceive that someone is there. It's like I think that's kind of why they do it. So that way it doesn't perceive as an empty seat. It looks like it's someone there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Clever.
It's a business thing. All right. So, opening the show, we have the Women's Money in the Bank. Started off amazing. Thought this was... They kind of stole the show. Thought this was a great opener. Everybody looked amazing. Rhea looked amazing. Thought Stephanie looked amazing. Roxanne had that crazy moonsault on Rhea on the ladder. But overall, I think the fact that we got the right winner is what I'm happy about. I told you this was the play, man. This was 100% the play. And it's like, it's exactly what I said. It adds nothing but more fuel to her story.
Yeah.
And
it's the perfect candidate.
Yeah, when you looked at it, it just seemed like this has to be hers. When you looked at the card, it just, no disrespect to no one else in it, it just seemed like this was Naomi's award This was her night. This was her night. She built. Yeah. She had such an amazing year. And it just seems like this is the one way you can elevate her and add more fuel to her and her name. And since she's been back in the WWE, she's done nothing but create good work. She was babyface for a while. She turned heel. She's done nothing but great heel work. I think, honestly, she could do both really well, no matter what she's doing.
Yeah.
That's how talented she is. So I'm very happy that Naomi is getting her Money in the Bank. And then this just does nothing but add to the Bianca and Jade saga. So it's just like, I'm just so happy to see all this panning out the way I said it should.
It's like, realistically, you can make a case for everybody in that women's match, but it really only made sense for Naomi.
Yeah.
Like, everything was put into place. She just had the big heel turn. She'd been doing great work. She been carrying the story with Jade. Like, she's doing great work on SmackDown. It felt like her time. And for us to get at least one Money in the Bank winner right tonight felt good. And I'm happy for Naomi that she's getting her moment. I know, like you said, it only fuels the Jade, Naomi, and Bianca storyline moving forward. Hopefully they go with our idea that we pitched on the SmackDown review or the Money in the Bank prediction. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't want them to... They do this with the women a lot, where like they cash in really quick.
Mm.
I would like to see Naomi marinate, carry it.
You want to want to marinate a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
What champion would you like her to target more? Or maybe we may have a different champion, but as of right now, would you rather it be EO or Tiffany?
Tiffany. Tiffany makes more sense. Yeah.
Tiffany makes more sense.
I'm telling you, man, like, Jade beats Tiffany and Naomi cashes in. That's perfect. Like,
oh yeah, and it also don't make sense for her to go for EO because EO's on another brand. It just
right.
She's feuding with SmackDown. Yeah, so yeah, it only makes sense for that. Yeah, you're right. Because I did. It I was a time that. Point in time where the Money in the Bank holder cashed in on like anyone at any time. Like you didn't really know when they would cash in, because you didn't know if
I mean, technically, you still could.
Yeah, she still could, but it, I feel like for her storyline, it only makes sense to do it on SmackDown.
Yeah, for her storyline, SmackDown is the only one that makes sense.
Like Seth Rollins, I could see him cashing in on anyone.
Nah. I see him cashing in on Jay only. I can't see him cashing in on John. I don't know. I can't see a heel cashing in on a heel. See what I'm saying?
True. But we're going to get to, I got something about that. We're going to get to that. I got some shit for that. Next match. Most pointless match of the night. Dominik versus Octagon Jr. This match was garbage. Sorry.
I barely paid attention.
I
blinked and it was over.
And it seemed like they were protecting Dom.
Which is crazy.
I feel like Octagon could out-wrestle him.
Yeah, Octagon's really good. Octagon's really good.
He didn't show a lot, but I was like, oh, I feel like he's being very reserved. Like, I could just tell that there's way more to his package than what he was showing us. And I just felt like they really did a good job of protecting him. They did a great job of protecting Dom right there.
It's like, I don't know. I guess they was like, oh, damn. People complaining about a fifth match. Fuck it, just throw Dom and Octagon out there. Like, if you were going to do this, bring this guy from the AAA company and put him on the show, showcase him a little bit. Like,
yeah,
let them actually have a match. But this was like, I don't know what the point of this was. Honestly,
it didn't do anything for either one of them.
No.
And it,
next,
yeah, it just yeah. this match.
It just.
A very bad defense from Dominik, I'm not going to lie. I can't sugarcoat it.
Nah.
But the next Intercontinental title that represented Money in the Bank was a great match. Yes. With Becky and Lyra Valkyrie. I thought they did an amazing job. Just giving us great in-ring talent. I thought at the end of the match, I thought Valkyrie... I would have liked to seen her do a similar thing to what Becky did to her. When she won, I felt like she
kind of
did, kinda. But Becky had to have security come take them off of her.
You just wanted her to do more.
Yeah. I wanted her to do more. I understand. It felt too safe, like she was playing it safe. Like, and I didn't like, I understand the whole heel thing of her holding up Becky Lynch's hand. That shit was so funny because you just know she don't want to do it. But she German suplexed her. And it was just like, I just wanted her to really whoop her ass the way Becky did. That's all I was looking for.
Well, first of all, amazing match.
Yes. This match I would give it like an A.
The women showed out tonight, for sure.
Yeah.
Last night. The women showed out last night. Yeah,
from Money in the Bank.
It wasn't as... Yeah, yep. It wasn't as good as that Backlash match, but like that Backlash match was so good. That's not like a knock on this one. But I understand what you're saying with the ending.
She took a manhandle slam outside the ring.
Took a manhandle slam from the top rope.
Yeah, kicked out.
Kicked out.
And I was like, whoa. And that's when
it looked really good. Yeah. It looked really good on Lyra that it took all of that and Becky still had to cheat to win.
Yeah, and it was funny because like, when she hit the manhandle slam and Lyra kicked out, I'm like, the Superman was like what she did from off the top, bro. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, Becky might not win this match. She just hit her with her best punch and she kicked out. And I was
like, thinking the same thing.
I was like, this may not go the way I thought it would.
Yeah.
But they kept you on your toes and Becky ended up coming out on top.
At the end, and I was like, Lyra, just beat her ass, like, just a little bit. And she hit her with the German suplex. And she would hit her with her finishing move, the Nightwing. And I guess that was enough. Like, I think you were right. I think what my idea was, I think that might be further down the line if it happens. I think you're right that we're probably going to get a third match with maybe a stipulation.
Yeah.
I think that's the case, especially since Becky cheated to win. I don't think. Lyra's just like going to the side and Becky might win that match and then Bayley comes back and they have a one-on-one at SummerSlam. I don't know. But this Lyra and Becky feud has done good things for the championship. Now let's do the same thing on SmackDown for the United States Women's Championship.
That might be tough. But I will say I hope that this last match is like a last woman standing.
Last woman standing.
I would love an I quit match.
I quit submission.
We don't get I quit matches really.
Nah. Iron Woman match.
Iron Woman. Yeah. Like
you know what? They never gonna bring this match back. But I think it only happened like one time, between Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle, an ultimate submission match. It's basically an Iron Man match, but only submissions.
Okay.
I don't think we'll ever see it again. And it doesn't fit this feud, but like...
Yeah.
Someday, it'll be nice to see.
Those matches are interesting because I feel like Kurt and Benoit are submission specialists.
Yeah.
Whereas they aren't. I feel like you need...
If it was like a Chad Gable and Gunther...
See, you know, they fumbled that for you. We're not talking about that.
El Grande Americano and Gunther, you know, that's...
That is not Chad Gable, by the way. But the next match on the card that we have is the Men's Money in the Bank.
Speaking of El Grande Americano.
Yeah, I thought El Grande Americano was going to win this at one point. He did climb the ladder and hit Penta in the face with the metal plate. And I thought,
worried. Shit.
I was like, oh, shit, this is exactly how I pictured it ending.
I was this close to crashing out if that was happening, bro. I was like, bro, it's no way they're going to do this. It's no way.
I did like the little promo that they cut. Before this match, a little bit before, where he was in the hallway talking to the rest of American Made, and he was like, take this, what was it? Fireball ladder. And put it under the stage so I could tell my friend, El Grande Americano, that it's under the ring. This is for him. And I was like, that's Look at him.
He looking you hear out what else he home. Said?
What?
You hear what else he said?
What
he
else?
Said, make sure you tell me where it is, too. I wonder why that is. I love you remember it. What I told you on the show where I said on his boots he had CG? Michael Cole mentioned that on commentary.
You know, they are so funny. Because Pat McAfee and him just, when he's coming out there, they're like, oh, and look at him, he's such a worker. Second match of
the day. Night. If you don't, like, the Worlds Collide show that they had earlier in the day, I don't know if you watched it. I didn't watch all of it because I was at work. But go and watch Chad Gable versus El Hijo del Vikingo. It was the main event. Worlds Collide is on YouTube, so you can just like go to WWE page and it'll be there.
Okay.
But if you don't watch any match, watch that one.
Really good.
Whenever you get a chance, watch that one. It was really good. Shout out to Chad Gable.
I mean,
for putting in double duty.
I don't see Chad Gable putting up many bad matches.
Facts, but like this one was like, yeah.
We also didn't give Stephanie Valkyrie her credit from the Women's Money in the Bank. She also wrestled 3 matches in 48 hours. Big shout out to her. Her and her spot with Rhea was amazing. I just wanted to give her flowers because that's pretty impressive to wrestle 3 matches in 48 hours. That's
40 hours, yeah.
That's a lot to do.
That's she a dog.
And she didn't even look tired.
At all. They trust her a lot. Like, they got to trust her a lot if they had her doing that. So, shout out to Stephanie. I love Stephanie. She's probably my favorite women's wrestler on the roster right now.
Yeah, and I think also doing what she's doing is part of, like, weaving through politics as a new main roster person. You kind of feel like you kind of had to do some of this other extra stuff in order to really put your foot in the door.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they repay her for doing stuff like this, 3 matches in 48 hours. That's...
Oh, yeah. She'll be champion by this time next year. I promise. World champion. Like, I don't know which show. Well, she's on Raw. She'll be champion by this time next year.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. I like that. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but hey, I've messed with it.
If Tiffany Stratton did it in a year, she could do it. Well, Tiffany Stratton had the Money in the Bank, so that's different, but yeah.
Well, what about Roxanne? You got Roxanne there too. Hey, everybody can't be champion.
I think Roxanne is probably going to be like Intercontinental champion first, and then she'll progress to, because Roxanne's still really young. Like Stephanie is as well, but I don't even think Roxanne is 25 yet.
I think they said that she just now can afford to. She can now just buy drinks legally. Isn't she?
That's bullshit. There's no way she's only 21.
Let's see. I think they said that on commentary yesterday.
She's not 21.
She's 23.
I know that for sure.
Yeah, she's 23. Yeah. I think they said she just became a... Like, they said that at some point.
They was exaggerating a little bit. Yeah, but yeah. Like, she's still very young.
It was 2 years ago she could buy her first
drink. She was in NXT in 2022. She'd been down there for 3 years. She was 20 years old. 19 years old. Like,
impressive.
Yeah. Impressive.
But the Men's Money in the Bank... it kind of panned out not similarly, but kind of how I thought it would, with, Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed coming out and helping Seth Rollins win this match. It was kind of too predictable. I did anticipate CM Punk being involved in this in some way, shape, or form to cost Seth Rollins the Money in the Bank. CM Punk was not involved in anything tonight, which, I mean, maybe it's, he just had the night off. This was not one of his appearances that he had to obligate to make. So, I ain't mad at it, but it just seemed like it was fitting. I felt like, they came out and caused mayhem.
Just because, like, from a storyline standpoint, it made sense to have somebody come out. Like, Sami Zayn gave his whole speech to CM Punk on Raw. About, we can't let Seth Rollins win Money in the Bank. And then he has people out there helping him win Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Excuse me, where are y'all? Like, come out and do something. Like, y'all was like, oh, man, we didn't qualify. Oh, well. Like, do something. Like, they out here causing mayhem. And, like, once again, I gave you your flowers. Like, you called it the Jacob Fatu.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fatu did come out there and whoop some ass, though.
Nah, for sure. That Samoan drop on Bronson Reed was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that Samoan drop was insane. To do that to a big Bronson Reed, that's I love them big boys that could just move and wrestle like that. That's just imagine
if they I'm damn near like, man, you know how they had the cruiserweight division? Like just make the super heavyweight division with just like the big boys that can move, like, I guess Gunther would count, but he not, like, big, big. Like, Bronson Reed, Big E not around no more. Actually, nah, you can't do that.
It's not enough. Because
it would have made more sense. It's not enough. Like, you got Rusev, Sheamus, Bronson Reed.
Braun Breaker.
At first, the guy that was with the Viking Raiders was Solo, and he was doing his thing. But, yeah, they don't have enough no more.
You got big Otis.
Otis, yep, Otis. I think that's it, though.
Yeah, it's real thin. We haven't seen Omos in, like, 2 years.
Jesus Christ.
They never even said they released him, from my knowledge.
He's not released. Like, they had sent him to Japan to do some stuff, and he won, like, the tag team titles over there.
Okay.
Then they recalled him back from Japan, but they haven't done anything with him since.
Hmm.
I don't know.
So yeah, they did nothing but give Seth Rollins the Money in the Bank, which essentially makes him the most dangerous individual in wrestling.
Yep.
Damn near guarantees a 100% cash in, if you ask me, because Bronson Reed and Braun Strowman, Braun Breaker, I couldn't Braun be Breaker. There. That essentially assists him on winning on whoever he cashes in there. And I'm curious if this one will marinate, like you say, that you hope the women's would. I'm curious as to how long they play this out.
I think this one's going to be pretty quick. Because
Jay defends his title Monday night against Gunther.
Yeah.
And is that the big cash-in moment immediately?
It might be.
On Gunther? Like, does Gunther win? And then they cash in on Gunther?
I'm going to be honest, bro. Like, if they do this, I'm going to be so upset. What if Seth tries to cash in on Jay after Jay beats Gunther and Roman Reigns comes out and interferes in the cash in and Seth loses?
That would be insane. And also, Roman Reigns on Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, he ain't been on SmackDown since Raw went to Netflix. He been a Raw superstar for the most part.
True, he was at SmackDown when I was at SmackDown, but you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mostly he got to do both, but he's mostly been on Raw.
Yeah. That would be interesting. Does it make sense for CM Punk to cost him or Roman?
I mean, it makes sense for both, but Roman would be more of a surprise because we haven't seen Roman since the day after WrestleMania. So yeah, I think one or the other. I hope that's not the case.
Or
I
both
hope
that of them.
Doesn't happen.
Or both of them, because there's three of these motherfuckers. There's three of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's true.
They might need he might need some heavy artillery, whichever one I'm doing it, because they're not gonna go down without a fight.
Nah.
And I would hate to see Gunther win it again and get cashed in on.
That would absolutely piss me off. Like, oh my god, we still never got the Seth and Gunther match. I still want that, but
yeah.
I think Seth is gonna be world. Okay, let me say this. I don't know if he's going to be World Heavyweight Champion, but I know he's going to cash in before SummerSlam. Mm. He'll be going into SummerSlam as champion, or he'll be going into SummerSlam just without the briefcase.
Okay. I couldn't. How many unsuccessful cash-ins have we had? It hasn't been a lot.
Well, there's been none for the women.
Yes.
So let's count the men's. John Cena was the first person to unsuccessfully cash in. That was 2012. Then Damian Sandow.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, damn, you missed that time. That was 2013.
Damn, they did it 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Interesting.
2013. Then 2000.
Didn't
17 with Baron Corbin.
Okay. Because also Austin Theory.
Austin Theory, had, yep, that's four.
He didn't successfully cash in. Didn't he lose it?
I think those are the only four. Nah, he cashed in on Seth Rollins while he was U.S. champion.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was so stupid. they didn't look it up. I think those are the only four.
They did not know what to do with Austin Theory.
They didn't.
They just know he's talented, and they just don't know how to use him.
He's very talented. They not doing anything with him, and it's like fans want to see him turn babyface, and they just not.
Well, they've been hinting at it for so long.
Wait. Okay, we are dumb as hell. We missed Drew McIntyre last year.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And I forgot another one: Braun Strowman in 2018.
Oh, he had Money in the Bank. His big ass.
I forgot. Yeah, it was. He cashed it in. He did it like, hey, I'm cashing in. I'm going to face you on this night. And he lost at, I think.
Oh, so he didn't catch himself. Him. He didn't catch him off guard. He just said, I want to fight. Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. Usually they don't give it to big boys. The big boys never win.
Yes. Because it's usually like they don't need it, technically, I guess.
Yeah. Because imagine Undertaker with Money in the Bank.
That's like when Kane won it. Like, he cashed in that night. Like, and it makes sense for Kane because it's like, why should I wait?
Yeah.
I'm Kane.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot Kane did win.
Yeah.
But you already said it. Seth Rollins would have gone to Money in the Bank as champion or without the briefcase. Now we got the Money in the Bank. I mean, I meant the main event. We got the main event.
Yeah.
We got the main event. John Cena, Logan Paul versus Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes. This match was good. It had some really good spots. I would give this match like a B.
It redeemed itself.
I don't think it wowed me, but I thought it was pretty good throughout.
I wouldn't say all throughout. I'm gonna be honest. The first like half of this match bored the hell out of me. Like it was just slow, typical shit. But then after a while, I think to the point where John Cena and Logan are arguing.
Yep.
And Jay tags in Cody, it picks up. And that's when it started getting exciting. And then they go out to the announce table. Oh, my God.
That
the
Logan Paul moonsault. Oh, man.
He should not be this good.
That moonsault was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was
perfect. Perfectly executed. It was perfect.
Like, sometimes you see a moonsault. Yeah. And they'll overshoot it a little bit, or they don't go far enough, and just the legs hit the person. It was a video game moonsault.
And you know what's crazy? Right? Shout out to Jay, sold it all the way till he went up the ramp.
Yes,
he sold it the whole time.
Yes,
he you would have thought Jay, unless he really was in agony, but it looked like he was. Really
he might have been.
I don't know if he was selling, but man, he did a great job of just making it look good.
I think he's selling because, you know, the story with him and Gunther is like, Gunther is saying, hey, you putting all your focus on other stuff. You need to mind your business and worry about me. And he's going into that. He's going into the Gunther match hurt already.
So that was just, it's like he shows up tomorrow. So it's like he shows up tomorrow and he has that fucking white tape wrapped around his waist. That shit used to be so funny when they used to portray that someone had broken ribs and they used to just wrap the white tape around them.
That's like, oh yeah, they got white tape, broken ribs. Like,
yeah, and then it would be like throughout the match, the white tape slowly start peeling off. That shit just,
oh my God,
that
man. Should
be on his
wrestling
last
is
legs.
Hilarious. Wrestling is hilarious, bro.
They don't. I haven't seen that in a minute. I don't. They don't really do it that much right now.
I don't think I've seen it in a while.
But they used to do that shit a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
The broken ribs after you took a frog splash.
Shit, Bronson Reed, give a motherfucker a couple tsunamis. They really gonna need them. That rib tape.
But now if you take a few Bronson Reed tsunamis, you just off to, you just written off for a little bit.
Yeah, you're just in the hospital, in the ER somewhere recovering.
That's how they portray it. Another
cool spot in this match, the suplex. While Logan Paul was holding the drum.
Oh, man, that was crazy. Yeah. The ability to hold his hand so steady and not mess up the image and take that suplex was crazy.
And then the splash by Jey Uso. Yeah. Afterwards, and he dropped it.
Yeah. It was at one point the drone was just sitting in the ring. I'm like, damn, they're going to get it out. It was just sitting there.
I'm not going to say shout out Logan Paul, but.
I didn't want the drone to get broke. I was like, that's probably a very expensive drone.
They got money.
Yeah, but. True.
They probably got a backup drone ready just in case.
The thing that I noticed about this match is that the Cena babyface is coming faster than we thought it would.
Is that what you was talking about earlier?
Yeah, I think it's happening a lot quicker. Him and Logan clashing. That's two heels. I don't think no one noticed, but when John Cena entered the ring, when his music cued, did you notice they had some of his blue, white, and red lights on?
No.
No one noticed but me. Am I the only one that noticed?
You might be. I have not heard anybody mention that.
It was the ones at the top, they came on. It's usually just pitch black.
Hmm.
No. Oh, man. No, that's crazy.
He noticed that. I do think once he drops the title, like, it's going to be like a face turn. Think like WrestleMania 18. Did you watch the Rock and Hogan match?
WrestleMania? No. Maybe. Okay. I don't think so.
WrestleMania 18, The Rock versus Hulk Hogan. Hogan goes into the match as a heel. Everybody's cheering him during the match because it's like, it's Hogan, is Toronto loves Hulk Hogan. And after the match, Hulk Hogan, like, gives The Rock his respect. And, you know, he raises his hand and shit, and Hulk Hogan turns babyface. I think we might get a similar thing when John Cena loses the title, likely to Cody Rhodes.
Okay. I'm trying to pull up John Cena's entrance and show you what I saw. Let me see. Jay entrance is so fucking long. Okay, now this is Logan Paul. Shit. I thought John was the next one. No. Where the fuck did John... Where's John's entrance? No, it's right. Oh, it's right here. Hold on. Right? Hold on. Am I tweaking? Or have these lights never been on before? Look. So John's coming out. Look at the top. Look at my screen.
I've never seen those.
Those weren't on.
I can see the lights right there.
Those lights were not on before.
I don't think those lights were on.
Those lights were not on before.
Those Maybe lights, you wanted something, man.
Those lights were not on before. It's usually pitch black, right?
Yes.
It's usually pitch black. You ain't getting nothing. Nothing. Those lights, I don't... Now, when was the last time John Cena made an entrance? It was Friday? Friday on SmackDown. Yep. So now, I want to go to his SmackDown entrance. Now I have to fucking go to Netflix.
I'm about to say, if you could bring it up.
Let's see.
No, it's not going to be on Netflix because it's SmackDown.
You're right. Fuck. I don't know how to pull up. Where do I pull up a SmackDown episode? Are they on Peacock?
YouTube. Well, for the entrance, you might be able to pull it up on YouTube.
Okay, bet. Let's see. John Cena entrance. SmackDown. All right. Full segment from one day ago. But now I got to sit through an ad. I just got to... I'm really curious if I peeped that, because I just got to sit through the damn ad with the dude that... I forgot his name. He does, like, the dry humor comedy. I forgot his name. Okay, so... Cody's in the ring. When does Cena music hit?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Do him and Logan Paul come out together?
No, you remember Logan comes out and he punches him in the jaw.
Yeah, that's right.
So Cena comes out first. I think he's about to come out now, but the I gotta sit through another ad. You know, they hit you with an ad right before the moment you want to see.
I don't know. I got YouTube Premium. God damn it.
Oh, true. I hate this by Jey Uso, by the way. What? Four letters, one word.
They get annoying after a while.
I don't care for it at all, actually. There's no lights. There's no lights. Hey, look, there's no lights. There are no lights on. Hey!
Hey. Let me find out D Mills cooking, redeeming himself from the chat. Hey, man. Shit, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Put me in the kitchen. I get to cook and I saute it. I do this. You know,
some spices, some seasoning, you know. Come on now. Hey, when John Cena when y'all start seeing tweets on social media about John Cena slowly incorporating old shit into his entrance. Remember, you heard it here from D Mills first.
Haven't seen no one else address the fact that his lights were on.
I have not. You were the first person to bring it up. I didn't even notice it.
I noticed it right away. I had said it on stream.
That's a real John Cena lover right there.
I was like, those lights were not on before.
That's a real John Cena lover right
and
there.
And then him and Logan Paul, it started on SmackDown where Logan had shoved him or whatever. And like, this was like last week. It started like last week. And it just, I think it's slowly starting to turn. And I think when he goes babyface, it seems like it's going to be Logan Paul that he faces.
It's possible. That's a good idea. A lot of people have said they want that Logan Paul and John Cena match. It could be fun. I don't think it'll be good, but it could be fun.
I don't think it'll be that fun.
Probably not.
They're just two different wrestling styles clashing.
I don't think Logan Paul he's good enough to put on a good match, like we're rehearsing all that, but I don't think he's good enough to go in the ring with this John Cena, who isn't as good as he used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he had a bad match with Cody goddamn Rhodes, I don't know what to tell you.
Logan and Cody would be a good match.
They had a match last year. It was pretty good.
When was their match last year?
Was it like Night of Champions or something like that? Or Crown Jewel? No, it wasn't Crown Jewel. It was Night of Champions. Oh, it was for Cody's title.
Oh, okay. That's decent. Are you enjoying Full-Time Logan? Or no? He's at every show.
It's just the same thing. Like, I don't roll my eyes when he comes out or anything like that. But, you know, respect to him for being at pretty much every show now, man, full-time. Like,
I think
he did mention that we was getting Full-Time Logan. I ain't believe it.
Yeah. Somebody has said, what does Carmelo Hayes not do that Logan Paul does? Like, why are they pushing Logan instead of Carmelo Hayes?
Because Logan Paul has millions of followers and he's famous already. That's literally the only difference.
Yeah, that's literally what I was saying too. I was like, it's the draw factor. That's literally probably it. Now, I don't know what merch sales say. I don't know if people are buying Logan. Does he even have merch on the wrestling WWE?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, he likely does.
Well, no, he never wears merch. He wears tank tops. I've never seen him with a WWE official shirt.
Or anything. I haven't either. He just always comes out in regular clothes.
Yeah. He's always just like, that looks like what he wore that day. Like, he went to Target in that shit. Like, that's literally what he be looking like.
He do go to Target.
Like, in the promo Friday, he's wearing a tank top and some cargos and some wands.
Yeah, I don't think he got no merch.
Yeah.
I don't think he got no merch. Shout out to Seth Rollins, who was wrestling in phone pizzas, bro. You crazy
as hell.
Yes,
he was wrestling. Crazy as hell. Him and Becky's drip is insane. It's not even in a good way. It's just bad.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good.
Sometimes, but why they always gotta wear some big shit?
Hey, they different. I'll tell you that much. It ain't some shit I wear, but
it's always something big and baggy.
Yeah, like it's 2004.
Like, he wore this big ass like robe coat yesterday, and I'm just like, What? Why does he need that coat? Why has he got on that?
Their style is very extravagant.
Usually they dress like that when they go on dates.
Yes.
Or is that just for wrestling?
No, I think they dress like that. I think they like they started wearing the clothes they wear outside to wrestling shows, and it just became a part of their character. I genuinely think that's how they dress. Like, not even joking. They 100% dress like that.
Have they?
That's their closet.
How long have they been together? Like, who introduced who to that style? What, has this always been Seth's style, or has this always been Becky's
I will
style?
Say this. I will say, I don't know who introduced who to that style, but I did see Becky doing it on TV first.
Okay.
And then Seth started slowly doing it.
Oh, okay.
Becky started doing it around, like, 2021, 2022, when she turned heel. And she was doing Big Time Bex. And she started, like, wearing all this stuff. And then, obviously, Seth started doing it in, like, 2022. Mm. Stuff like that, so.
And their wardrobe is crazy. It's like they, yeah. You got to keep it fresh, too. So that means their closet's got to be huge. You can't wear the same thing twice.
You can't, that, I've never seen them wear the same thing twice.
Yeah, you literally can't. Like, and they all, you just got to keep just adding new big shit to your collection.
Man, look. And more power to them. Y'all be looking fly.
Well, for them, it's probably just nothing but a tax write off. That's just work.
That's true. Must be nice.
That's, yeah. Nice little. Because I know those fits like $400-$500. Easily.
Probably more than that, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the jackets is probably $400-$500.
Them Jordan foam posits, they was probably running him something decent too.
Oh, hell yeah. Have you ever seen the pictures of like when they go to the, they go shopping at Fight Club?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think seen Norm and Liv went and it was like $9,000.
And people funny talking about, damn, Dom going, why, like people was trying to make something out of it, the fact that Dom paid for it. I'm just like, that was on camera. I highly doubt Liv made him pay for her shoes.
Exactly. And even if she did, I'm pretty sure he got it. Pretty sure he got it. Like, I'm pretty sure that $9,000 ain't hurt him. And to be honest, doing stuff like that, I wouldn't be surprised if WWE gives them money to be like, hey,
yeah,
we'll get some shoes.
Go shoe shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who do you think has the best shoe game? It might
Roman.
Be.
Roman.
I was literally about to say Roman. Roman
always got it. It didn't click at first because we haven't seen him on TV in a while.
Yeah.
That's honestly the easy answer. Like,
yeah.
Every time Roman, except for that one time he wore Team Jordans, and I was like, bro, relax. This is not my tribal chief. But every other time, like, fresh pair of J's, bro.
Punk always has on J's, too. He don't wrestle in them.
I agree.
But he,
Punk be having some.
When
some
he's, extras. When it's not in-ring battle, he's always in some Jordans.
Yeah.
It seems like Jordan is a very popular shoe to wrestle in.
Y'all crazy as hell, man. I remember the Usos started wrestling in forces. I'm like, bro, y'all gotta get a new pair every week, because the minute you step foot in those forces, they creased in the front.
Well, to them, $100 on some Air Forces ain't shit.
Yeah, it's true. Well, they ain't $100 no more. They like $120.
That extra $20 ain't hurting.
It ain't hurting them. Yeah, they good.
They good. They don't care if they crease they want.
That's probably like $10 to them.
What they making? Jay probably, what, $2 million a year probably? And that's probably just salary. That's not including his merch.
Merch, yeah.
So... They sitting hefty. I knew they was sitting hefty when I saw Kevin Owens in that. What did he have? He had a Ferrari or a Lambo, one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't know they money. They money deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to always be wondering, like, what do they make? But then I saw that. I was like, oh, yeah.
Not everybody makes the same amount, but it's like, people be like, man, they ain't doing nothing. They just sitting back and catering. They sitting back and catering probably making $600,000 a year.
Yeah. just waiting. They can't help it that creative don't have nothing for them.
I wonder what, like, I wonder if it's public. Let me look it up. What's the lowest WWE salary?
Well, everybody makes $250,000 at minimum, so that's the lowest.
Okay.
I think Triple H said that.
The minimum salary for WWE main roster superstars is
$350,000. Oh, it went up $350,000. Okay.
This was a recent increase from a previous reported $250,000.
Oh, okay, man. Look at them.
It said,
yeah, look at them, man. It said,
reports from Wrestle Inc. state that WWE main roster salaries have increased in recent years, with many superstars earning over $1 million annually.
That's good.
I'm pretty sure Roman is the highest at $15 million.
Does The Rock count? Is he on salary?
Nah. He ain't on salary.
You don't think so?
I don't think he... No, he not a member of the roster. He a member of the board. He gets to show up when he want.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. The highest current WWE salary is reportedly earned by Roman Reigns, who makes $15 million per year. Other top earners include Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton, both making $10
billion. What do you think? So John's not making 10?
Yeah, it's not. John's probably on like a part-time deal. Randy's full-time.
Oh. Okay.
So all right, 10 highest paid WWE wrestlers. This was in November 2024. Okay. Is it going from lowest to Roman Reigns has been signed? Okay, it's saying Roman. He is saying Roman made $5 million per year. This is weird. Never mind.
So what does I'm curious now? I'm curious of what does like CM Punk make?
Let's find out. Let's see. It might be public.
So like, is he like right below Randy and who was there making $10 million? Cody?
CM Punk's salary in WWE is currently estimated to be around $2.2 million per year. His contract is set to expire in November 2026.
Oh, did they put him on a smaller deal because he...
Maybe because he's older? But like,
no, I'm thinking just because he...
That's not even back. Small. That's like...
No, that is.
When you even look for at WWE, what, that's not small.
No, it's not. I'm curious. Why does he get paid significantly less than like Cody and Randy?
Maybe because they're around more. I don't know.
Well, no. CM Punk's around more than Randy, much more.
Well, Cody's the star of the company.
He is.
Yeah. Let's see what Cody Rhodes' salary is. Oh, he makes okay. Cody Rhodes' current annual salary from WWE is estimated to be around $3
million. So are they including not that merch? Big of a difference. So are they so is that merch sales included in there?
Is that he also making? No, that's not including merch sales.
Okay.
That $3 million is not including merch sales.
Okay. Oh, so it's not that big of a gap.
Yeah, it's not that big of a gap.
I wonder what you did you just see when he said that he makes $10 million a year?
I don't know. They confusing me. Okay. Let's just say he makes anywhere between $3 million and $10
million. Okay. That's such a big gap.
A lot of money. Yeah.
Because Logan, I would assume that Logan Paul is also making like $2 million a year too.
Well, Logan Paul was already a millionaire.
Yeah. So they going to have, that's the thing about bringing on certain guys, that you're going to have to pay them in order for them to care.
Yeah.
So that's just what that is. But what would you grade this pay-per-view overall?
Hold up. We ain't get to the best part of the main event. The return.
Oh, my God. You're right. No way we was about to skip over R-Truth. R-Truth, man. Now, there's speculation on the internet that this is TKO backtracking. Also, there's also Triple H saying that this is all a part of the story. So, like...
It was already confirmed. It was backtrack. It was not a work. R-Truth said it itself, not a work. Like, he was fired. He was gone. And they saw the uproar online and people in the audience. And
I had also saw that they were trying to call him, but he ignored all calls until Tony Khan called
Nick
him.
Khan.
Nick Khan. Tony Khan's in AEW. Until Nick Khan called him himself.
So everybody who was on Twitter saying, "Can y'all stop chanting? We want truth." No, we made this happen.
So do they start Do they start chanting Carlito?
I ain't gonna go that far. Can't get greedy. Can't get greedy. All right, we got one. Can't get greedy. Now we can chant "Fire, Death, Rebel," or we could we could chant lower ticket prices. But you know,
the thing about low, all you have to do, all we would have to do as a community, just not go.
That's not gonna happen.
If people just don't go, the ticket prices would drop.
That's not going to happen because it's almost impossible to get so many people under one initiative like that.
Yeah. But all you need is a small percentage. That small percentage hurts their pockets.
It's possible.
Like, let's say 90% of people are in, but that 10% that ain't going, that's a lot of empty seats if you think about it.
That's true.
That's a lot of empty seats for them. And that's like,
I tell you who won't be going to WrestleMania next year.
You? I had asked Kyron. I asked Kyron in chat yesterday if we pulling up. You said, "Let me try to get my money straight, and we don't see." And I said, "Bet."
They doing Vegas again? I said, "If they doing Vegas again, I ain't doing it."
What's wrong? Do you have something against Vegas?
I've been to Vegas 3 times. I'm just like, one, it was very expensive this year, more expensive than my Philadelphia trip.
Well, yeah. Vegas is a steep price.
Yeah, like well, even like yeah, I would have gone to I stayed at an Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
And I still spent a lot of money, like not on the Airbnb, but like other stuff, like okay. WrestleMania in general. I mean,
yeah.
I was gonna go to Summer League this year. But WrestleMania, I spent so much on WrestleMania. I was like, I'm gonna just sit it out. Like I was just in Vegas. I ain't trying to go back. So
yeah.
It
is. Vegas is expensive. Especially if you want to have fun.
Yeah.
Now, if you just want to just go there and just sit in the pool, not expensive at all.
It's expensive to be there for 5 days, like yes. I was for WrestleMania. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to go to Vegas and you're there for 2 nights or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
You might be all right, but I was there for 5 days.
Like I was in Vegas for a week, too. Last year when we went, me and my girl stayed for vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So... it was decent. I enjoy it. I enjoy being in Vegas. It's always nice. Yeah. Big lights. Yeah. A lot of nice restaurants to go to. In-N-Outs there. It's always something to do in Vegas. I think that's what's the appeal.
Now, I'm not going to lie. If you and Kyron end up going, I'm going to start feeling it like, oh, man. Might have to slide through. I ain't going to do the 5 days. I'll probably just do like the WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
And maybe the Raw after or something like that. I'm like, you know, may have to slide through. We'll see.
You did the whole you did. You did everything.
I was there from Thursday. I flew in on Thursday, left on Tuesday.
Yeah. You a soldier, man. You did it by yourself, too.
Yep. I mean, I knew some people out there, but like for the most part, I was by myself.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to you. You did your thing, though.
Sometimes you gotta take trips by yourself, man. Don't be afraid to do stuff by yourself.
Right? I was thinking about going to LA by myself for a little bit, just for a weekend.
Make sure you check in.
I just wanted to do a taco tour. I wanted to do a taco tour through the city. Okay. I never felt like when I was in LA, I never got to experience the Mexican scene. And apparently, that's the Mexican place to be if you want really good tacos. So that's kind of why I wanted to go. But that way, the Texas, I know I like the prime locations for tacos and. I love me some good tacos. Chicago's Mexican food is really good, though, too. I think that's very underrated part about us. I think we get slept on in that aspect.
Speaking of going places, that might be on my list this summer. I'll let you know. But Chicago, around like August,
okay,
September.
Perfect time to come. Still hot. It's nice out. Ain't no 4th of July shit going on, so it's...
Yep.
We'll definitely get you right. Just check in before you come.
But yeah, look, people. Do things by yourself, man. Go out to eat by yourself. You ain't got to sit at the table. Sit at the bar or something. You ain't got nobody in your ear talking your head off. Go to the movies by yourself. You ain't got nobody in your ear asking about the movies.
Take yourself on a date, man.
take yourself on a date. Date yourself. I promise you won't feel better.
It will. I used to go on solo dates all the time. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. Some people just don't enjoy being alone, and it feels weird to them.
Yeah, and that's understandable, but, like, try it.
You got to get out your comfort zone a little bit.
Exactly. Got to get out your comfort zone. If you wait around for everybody just for you to do something, you're going to miss out on so many experiences.
And if you can't take yourself out on a date and treat yourself good, how you going to do that to a woman? Or vice versa, as a woman, if you can't take yourself out on a date, how you going to take your man out? Like, that's just how it is. Like, we don't.
How's somebody going to know what you like if you don't know what you like?
Exactly. We should all be taking each other out when we're in relationships. It shouldn't be one way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you think R-Truth is back involved in this feud with Cena? Or what is his next step?
It's tough because, like, obviously the Cody Rhodes and the John Cena thing is going to continue. Cody got the pin on John, but R-Truth, I'm sorry, Ron Killings.
Yes, they're not going by R-Truth. They're going by Ron Killings. They're
going by Ron. I think we getting a serious Ron Killings. Like, when he was in TNA and he was NWA champion and stuff like that, like, I think we getting, like, serious Ron Killings. And we're going to see. We'll see. But I think he's going to be incorporated into this story somehow. Somehow. I don't know how, but clearly he interfered in this match, so he's a part of it.
Do you think John Cena had a lot of say in them re-signing him?
I don't think so.
You don't think
I'm not saying he was against it. I just don't think they consulted John or John went to them and was like, hey, do this. We'll bring Ron back. I think it was just as a collective, them seeing how the fans reacted and how the locker room reacted to them letting go of our troops. So happy to have him back, man.
I could see a world where John was like, hey, I want to keep working with him. Just bring That's him possible. Back and let him finish with me.
It's possible. It's very possible. I saw your reaction. Your reaction was funny because, like, when I saw it, I was like, who the hell is this? But when he was punching him, I saw a back, and it was black. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's no way this R-Truth, right?
Yeah.
It's no way. And I watched yours, and you was like, who's that black man? It didn't even click for you.
I was like,
who's that black man?
I was like, that's a black man.
Yeah, like, who's that? Like, it was another guy who reacts to stuff. And, like, I watched his on Instagram, his reaction, and he didn't notice the black skin at all.
Oh.
Until he took the hood off and he saw this part and it was black and it registered for him. He was like, and I was like, yeah. Once you see the black skin, it's like, it gotta be R-Truth.
For me, R-Truth was gone.
Right.
I thought he was. I'm just like, who is this black man? Like, to me, R-Truth does not, there's no way he's gonna be anywhere near this. I'm like, I think I said out loud, I was like, is that Bobby Lashley? Like, I was like, what?
I don't think I heard that, but that would be crazy.
Like, I was just like, what?
Because I'm like, it's nobody else dark skin on the roster like that. Like, but in my head, I'm like, but he's gone. It's no way until he took it off and I popped, man. I popped. Great moment. Yeah. Great moment keeping that hidden like that, too.
Yeah. It stayed hush hush. No leaks. Mm-hmm. Love the fact that lately we've been getting a lot of stuff with no leaks. Yeah. I don't know how it's happening or how it's being orchestrated, but people's sources ain't sourcing how they want them to. Motherfuckers ain't getting in
there. Keep it happening, please.
I don't know who they decided to stop talking to, but whoever they stopped talking to, good job.
Good job. And don't start talking to those motherfuckers again, please.
Unless you just fired them.
That's possible too.
They probably
just keep feeding the reporters lies so they report the wrong shit.
Yeah.
And we get surprised.
But you also gotta keep it tight in house too. Like, certain stuff can only be talked about between Triple H, Tony Khan, and certain individuals. Like
Nick Khan.
I keep saying Tony.
It's Tony. The Khans, I understand.
Tony will leak everything. He put it out there for you.
Tony want them ratings, goddamn.
But yes, when it comes to leaking info, I'm always just like, who's working on the inside that these reporters are talking to that's getting this info? And it's You gotta know who you can talk to. Like, they kept the CM Punk thing tight.
Yeah.
Only Punk, Nick, and Triple H know.
That was, man.
They snuck him in with like a hoodie and a bag over his head.
That was a moment, man. I remember that. I remember where I was at. I was at a bar watching the show. It was a moment.
I was in the building.
I know.
That
very special for you, a CM Punk guy. You got to be there for his return. Yeah.
Chicago is no arena like it's no arena like Allstate, man. That shit.
Yeah. Don't let's not go. Let's not go back to the Chicago getting wrestling shows conversation.
Hey, it's a show in Green Bay soon. I was thinking about driving up there. It's a Monday Night Raw in Green Bay coming up.
How far of a drive is that for you?
Probably like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad.
I was contemplating on going. And I was looking at the prices. I'm like, $300.
It ain't worth it.
I'm like, Green Bay, y'all charging? That's the shit I pay at home. I thought it was going to be cheaper. Usually
shit cheaper. Why? Green Bay? Nah, WWE is going to charge what they charge. They don't care if they in Iowa.
Because like NBA games are cheaper in Milwaukee than it is in Chicago.
Well, yeah, it's like NBA is like different venues, different teams will charge, you know, different places. But the WWE is one team. It's WWE, one band, one sound. And they going to charge everything the same place. They don't care.
Yeah, especially
they don't give a damn if it's Iowa, Dakota, Columbia,
do shows in the Dakotas?
I don't even think Dakota got like an arena.
Do they do shows in Montana? Do they touch all the states?
I don't think so. I ain't never seen no Raw SmackDown in Montana. God damn it. Maybe I'm tripping. But
it's probably not a big market for them.
Maybe when they used to do like they don't do them as much anymore, like the live events, the house shows.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you would get like the smaller places getting stuff, but they don't do those. They cut back on those.
Yeah, so it's taxing on the wrestler, so it make perfect sense.
Yeah, they know what they signed up for. But let me go on a rant real quick. I want to go back to the men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Let's do it.
The wrong person won, and I'm tired of LA Knight being put in this position. It's 3 years in a row. LA Knight was put into the Money in the Bank ladder match. The fans was excited for him to win. And y'all teased it just for somebody else to win. 3 years in a row, y'all did it. Okay? I let it slide the first two. This was the last straw for me. The man had a nice run with the United States Championship. You had him lose to Shinsuke Nakamura, who damn near diminished everything he did with the championship. He won the championship back. He was in the vortex of hell feuding with Shinsuke Nakamura because that shit was boring. Okay? He dropped the title to Jacob Fatu at WrestleMania. Everything you've given him, he's turned chicken shit into chicken salad. It doesn't matter how cold he gets. It doesn't matter how bad the feud he's in gets. He gets one of the best reactions on the roster every single week. And you couldn't reward this man with a Money in the Bank. But one of the top superstars on the roster, a guy who really doesn't even need Money in the Bank, gets it. Now, I understand you got the whole story going with the power dynamic, but he didn't need it. You could have used the Money in the Bank briefcase to solidify a new star or push a new guy into the main event. It's 2 years in a row you wasted the Money in the Bank briefcase. Last year, you wasted it on Drew McIntyre. When it should have been LA Knight. You wasted it on Drew McIntyre, and he lost it that same night. Waste gone, just like that. This year, you wasted it on Seth Rollins, who could have taken another route to win the championship, doesn't need Money in the Bank, when it should have been LA Knight. I'm over the whole, I've accepted the fact that y'all just not going to get LA Knight to that point, and it's a shame. Because I hate to say this, and I didn't want to say this, but if his last name was Fatu, he probably would have won the Money in the Bank briefcase. Because Jey Uso is over. And Jey Uso being over he isn't that much over than LA Knight was at his peak or is right now. And LA Knight is better in the ring. Why can't they both get opportunities? Why is LA Knight not being pushed? Why is he not being rewarded for his hard work? I just think it's messed up, man. Just think it's messed up.
I enjoy the rant. I completely agree. I think LA Knight has done nothing but give us consistency. And you see it every time every time you hear LA Knight and the crowd stands up on their feet and they erupt. He's been getting that reaction for like 3 years now. And it seems like they kind of just give him the short end of the stick consistently. Like, yeah, we're going to put you in a match, but you ain't going to win it. We're going to put you in this fatal four-way. You ain't going to win it. Like, he consistently gets the opportunities to be in these positions, but they never put him officially over the top. And you give him the nickname Megastar.
Yeah.
He's not being used as a Megastar, I don't think.
A Mega Mick Carter is what y'all using him as.
Yeah.
Damn shame, man.
At the end of the day, though, those checks still clear.
You're right. I'm pretty sure he's living good. Let's check his salary.
I don't know personally how he feels. Do you think he feels shitted on? Or do you think
I don't think so. I mean, I'm pretty sure he wants that opportunity, but I don't think he feels shitted on. I don't think so.
It would have been nice to see him with it.
LA Knight's estimated annual salary. Well, that can't be true because the minimum is $350.
Oh, is it lower than that?
It says $150. That's, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that's completely wrong.
Yeah, it's completely wrong. It's okay. I don't know. LA Knight earned, it's everywhere I look, it say $150. Maybe he was making $150 before the minimum changed. I don't know. Yeah.
But he's not a minimum guy either.
Absolutely not. Maybe his contract hasn't been up, and when that contract is up, he can make more.
But yeah. I don't know. It's like he on a long contract that was just pennies damn near.
Yeah, it said 2021 to now, so maybe he was on a 4-year deal or something.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, blowing up at the end of your contract is the best thing to do.
Yes, now sir. Now you
ready to get that big payday.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm happy for LA Knight. Hopefully, they do find a way to get him in a championship scene.
Hope so, man. Royal Rumble 2026, LA Knight.
Not mad at it. Not mad at it.
I'm lying. That shit ain't going to happen, but wishful thinking.
Let's get Chad Gable too. Let's get Chad Gable back up.
Let's at least get Chad Gable a mid-card title, man. Like something.
He's just too good.
He's too good, man. He doing the racist luchador gimmick. Like, come on. They literally build him from the Gulf of America. Shit's racist, man. Shit's racist, man.
Now that I feel worked. I feel so worked. But
no, you literally got worked. You 100% got worked. They was on you in the comments. They like, man, first he didn't know Chad Gable was El Grande Americano. Now Aleister Black is carrying Cross.
I had never seen dude. I seen him once before, and I hadn't seen him before. I just saw the tattoos.
He ain't been back that long, so I can sort of let that one slide, but they definitely don't look alike.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. Nah. But you got anything else you need to talk about? Or you good?
Nah, that's it. I think we covered it. Oh, you asked my grade on the show. I give it like a B. Solid B.
Yeah, I give it a B+. Close to an A.
I'd have gave it a B+ if LA Knight won, but
If LA Knight won, it probably would have got an A for me.
Nah, facts. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that would have been, cause yeah, Seth Rollins don't need it.
Nah.
So many different ways you could have gone from getting the title.
And if they do a failed cash in, it's just gonna make me more upset.
Hey, he's probably cashing in Monday night. It's probably what's happening.
We're going to see. We got a day. We'll see.
It didn't. It seems like it just because literally last month, Gunther said, I will be facing you or whoever. I forgot who else he wrestled the Monday night after Money in the Bank for my title.
Yeah, Logan Paul. Yeah.
So either you or Logan, I'm facing Monday night after Money in the Bank. Seems like there's something set up here that's been playing for a month.
Maybe it's going to be some kind of twist. We'll see.
Yeah. But, hey, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in to this another great episode of Tag Team Talk.
Yes, sir.
We love y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all comment what y'all reaction was to Money in the Bank. And we out, baby. Peace.
Peace.